Yeah, so Gemara answers the Shaila to say, Omar Rav Papa, Bar Shmuel, B'yavonim Mekuzolis. I tell you, we're talking about here now, this ground has stones on it. Stones called Mekuzolis. So Rashi really is not girls the word Mekuzolis here. Rashi just says, B'avonim Dlechoz Lekisi. We're talking about here right now that where you are plowing over stony ground. And these stones, right now, the way it is, you can't use it for Kisi. Therefore, there's not chance to say any hail here. Tosis learns what is Bavonim Mekuzolis means. Tosis Pirish Rakis. They're a little soft, these stones. Shein Ruyis Lizruya, you could plow and grow in these stones, like a stone, like a hard piece of dirt. But it's not right to use this type of a hard dirt for kisi adam until you first crush it down. For Gadibesa Kitsutoy says, Nami, the free Shein Rakas Ruyas Yesli Kinuach. Like there's a Gemara about that, that you use these Avonim Mekuzolis to go to the Beis Kisa to wipe yourself. Since it's very soft, it's good to wipe yourself with it. Mikishen Kosh from other ones that are very hard. So Tay says, well, like your Pirish Akunsha, the Pirish Hossam, the Perakiro Mekuzolis Chodis, it means they're very sharp. The Ochle Yosha Sharp, here it doesn't come out, might not come in if it's sharp or not. See if what Tay Saka says, Rashi Moch Kaikan Minasvarm. Rashi Taka takes out this Gerus, he's not Gerus Mekuzolis, he takes it out of the Svarm. Here. So after the Gemara, we're talking about now that you are planting, you are plowing over hard dirt, that you can't use this dirt the way it is right now for Kisya Dam anyway. For the Gemara, no. Royi Lekotshon. For the Gemara, good, it's hard dirt right now. So chop it down, and then you could use the sand for Kisya Dam. So also, there's still a Hechatin, so how you could do this for Kisya Dam? So why do you say you get Malkus for the Tcharisha? Now the Gemara for the Markasha Ktisha Biyantiv Mishari is a mutter to be kaitish to crush it down on Yomtiv. That's one of the Yad Malachis. How is a mutter to make a Ktisha to crush it down on Yomtiv? So Gemara answers, Royu Lekaitshon Kalacha Yad. True, Midiraisa maybe it's awesome, but if you do it with a Shinu, if you do some different manner than the usual manner, Midiraisa that's always mutter. That's always the cloud. The deraisa is only osi, only over the issa deraisa if you do it in the normal manner. Once you do a little bit shinu, a little bit different manner, there's no issa deraisa. So I call upon him deraisa. You do have a way how to make a mitzvah kisya dam with this dirt where you're plowing right now. So that's still the kasha according to Rabbi. If you say this far from Hoyol, why do you get malchus for this charisha, this plowing on yomtiv? Since there's a hechatim to how the deraisa, you're not over any averus. So drashi ruyi lekoychin. This is a kushi. It's a kasha. And the Mariet de Kalacha Yad Ayde Shinui. The Shvus Biyamu, it's only Yosem Midrabona now. The Chibun de Midraisa Shori, Pokale Malkus. Since Midraisa it's Mutter, therefore the Malkus goes off. Now, this Gemara right now is very shver, or we'll soon see twice about this. Let's just first finish the Gemara just a little bit. So Gemara is fully asked the question now, it's Royal Lekoychon, do a Kalacha Yad. After Gemara, we're talking about now Bitsunma. We're talking about now it's a harder type of a dirt, rockier part of dirt, very hard. At this here, you can't even make a t-shirt, it's not right to use for Kisya Dam. Therefore, that's why you get Malkus, because you're plowing now in such a ground that you cannot use it at all for Kisya Dam, so that's why there's a Malkus. For the Gemara, with such hard dirt, Tsunma Bazriya, can you plow and such? Could you plant there? You can't plant there, but it's so rocky. Moran says, Tsunma Mumala, track on top, it's very rocky, it's very hard. But on the bottom, though, there's nice soft ground. So you're planting into the nice soft ground on the bottom. It's tichuach. It's a soft ground there. For the Gemara then, v'tepekle mishumofa tichuach. So tepekle mishumofa tichuach it should be mutter to do. That's mutter. You can make a kisi adam with the offer tichuach. So again, why is the malchus here? It's possible to be doing this now, this harisha, in order to be able to make a kisi adam here. And the Gemara, elo oma ma baravashi, we're talking about the case, betino. We're talking about it's like a clay. Drashi tit lachel bowl. Like wet clay. That's what we're talking about. So wet clay, no matter what you do with it, it's not roi to use for kisiadam. Fred Gemara vetina bazrihu. Is that true? But if it's wet clay, can you plant? That's like the same kash we had by Tsunno. Can you plant and grow things in wet clay? And the Gemara be metunta. Metunta Rashi says, Eretz lecha, it's a very wet type of a ground. Ruyel is ruyel. There's some type of clay, wet ground, that this wet ground is roi to plant there. That much you could do there. But v'einai nasis offer, it's never considered dirt to use for kisi adam. In bola kosh, even if you come to crush it down. He madavekas megvelis. because right away it gets stuck together with the other soft dirt, and since it's so wet, it becomes like clogs, like mud, that you can't use that for kisi adam. Kisi adam has to dafka be with dried, soft dirt, and here you can never have it. So the kids of the terraces we're talking about on the Hecha Tims, we're making up a case that you're making this Harisha on Yom Tif, that it's in a place that's not possible to make it, to do the mitzvah kisi adam with this type of a dirt. And that's why you get malchus even according to Rava. Because here you cannot say hoyl. There's no way to say a possibility you won't get malchus for it. Yeah, now in the Gemara before, let's see the Tosfos Ketisha, the Yom Tif Mishari. The Gemara asked the Kasha that, good, we're talking about now the dirt was a little bit hard. So the question was, though, then make a ketisha, go, crush it down to make it soft that you could use it for kisi adam. And that the Gemara is the kasha, ketisha b'yomtiv mishari. How could you say to go crush it down on yomtiv? That's nisa teichin, which is also to do on yomtiv. So the Gemara is the kasha, hikshari vo. My parach, what's the Gemara's kasha here? Havadi shari, havadi with smuta to do this ketisha, to do this tchina nam. Kumoy harisha, tishari, mishum hoyl. Just like Harisha was saying it's muta now. Harisha plowing is also one of the Yavis Malachis. Still was saying it's muta, got the Svar of Hoyum. Maybe you're going to need this Harisha to do the mitzvah kisi adam. And we'll say, yes, Adech Eloisa say here. So the same thing, say for the lav of Ketisha say the same thing. Like, yes, Adech Eloisa say, it doesn't make enough meaning if it's one lav or two lavs. You're still doing these lavs, I'm going to ask them, and carrying the mitzvah say, it should be muta. It's Achinami Ketisha, that's one kasha. Very shrek kasha. V'yoyed another kasha to Isaiah's taima. Hechi parachokad lesser echad esay the kisi b'yitchalav b'yomtiv. Ho'en yomtiv ninchav b'yasei. Because it's a loisa say b'yasei. If the klal is an esay, is only doicher a loisa say. But not when with the loisa say there's an esay involved also. Now yomtiv has an esay with it. Sometimes the Gemara says this. That you don't say esay doicher a loisa say b'yomtiv. So what's the Avamina here to say that because of the mitzvah esay of kisei adam, you would be allowed to do Eshtim's Harisha in our Gemara? And who I didn't, what's the kasha about Katisha and Monashach? Katisha should have also been mutter. Says for Toys learns like this. On the Forash Rashbam, Hoyu v'chos l'kisei adam tzipor loy mishum d'chiyu kamar. The Gemara does not mean to say the pshat should have been as esa doich aloy sasein. Ela mishum d'oz loy tzorech l'charisha. Ela l'yafo loy ofram. The pshat is for the malachas charisha, there wouldn't be any av malacha. Charisha, the pshat is, the malacha is, you want the fact that the dirt is fixed. Like, you want to be able to make it grow better. You're plowing now that the ground should be better for growing. So you're making an improvement in the ground. That's the malacha charisha. That's takosa. The Gemara's teretz here, hoyel, if you need it for kisei adam as a pshat, if you need this dirt, not for the purpose of making the ground better, but you want to make a harisha plowing in order to have soft ground, to pick it up and take it and use it someplace else to use it for kisei adam, there's no malach in midiraisa. That's not called harisha. That's called you being chayrish, the ain tzorach el liyafara. All you need is just the dirt to take it out and use it someplace else. You don't want the tachlis of the malacha. Like it's called the malacha shechzrich legufa. You don't want the real malacha of plowing to make the ground better. You only want to plow to make the ground soft that you can use it for someplace else. That's called somebody's digging a hole. I'm not just to use the dirt, not to use the hole, which is mutter midiraisa. So that was the Gemara's kasha here. On Harisha, it should have been mutter, because it's a malacha shechzrich legufa. So now it's very good our Gemara. Well, the Gemara has a kasha to make a katisha, to make a tchina. That's the Gemara's kasha. There is no heter. There your mom is doing the block of tchina. Tchina is like grinding. You have a hard piece of ground that you want to chop it up and make it soft. That's mamish and av melacha. But that is no heter. So it's a very good one. This the Gemara had an answer. Do it with a shinui. If you do it some differently, there's different manner. That's mutim midiraisa. Once it's mutim midiraisa, sakopon and you have a swar of hoyol midiraisa that takes off. You should not get malchus. That was the kasha on Rabbah. Why does it say here you get 8 malchus in? You should only get 7 malchus in. And that the Gemara gives a terrence. We're talking about such a type of a ground that for chalav you cannot be mekayim mitzvah kisi adam with this type of ground. Therefore, there's no hoyl here, and that's why you get malchus even for this harisha which is being done on Yom Tov. Yeah. So the Gemara vayta. Eis for Abaye. Abaye is going to ask another kasha now. Eis for Abaye. Hamavashel do alocha. Hamavashel gid hanosha b'cholov b'yomtif. Somebody cooks the gid hanosha, that's also to eat, with milk on yomtif. The oichloy, and he also eats it on Yom Tov, loike chomish. He's over five different lavim, five different matzahs, and he gets five times. Loike mishum avasho gid b'yom tov. That's one thing. You're not allowed to eat the gid on Osher, it's also to eat it. So if you cook it on Yom Tov, you're over the melach of cooking. There's no het of oichl nefesh, because it's not oichl nefesh, it's also to eat it. For loike mishum oichl gid, and when you eat it, you're also over the aveira of eating gid on Osher, that's allowed to eat it. For loike mishum avasho b'osav b'cholav. As the fourth, Gid HaNosher is considered like Bosser, and it's a lav HaTerev to cook Bosser B'cholav. That's another lav that you're over. Stam cooking Bosser B'cholav. V'loike mishum oichel Bosser B'cholav. There's another malchus for eating the Bosser B'cholav. It's Bosser B'cholav, there's a lav not to cook it and not to eat it. V'loike mishum havara. And another malchus, the fifth one is mishum havara. You're making a fire. It's to make this fire in order to cook up this. Gid HaNosher is also to do on Yom Tov. Because Vaita, that's not considered Sarfa Yechon Nefesh, since you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. So these are the five Malkasin you get. Like Rashi says, Mishum Havara, and before Rashi says, Leike Mishum Havasha Gid Bi Yom Tov. Bishol She'ener Ruya. This is called cooking that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. For Leike Mishum Havasha, you're Leike Mishum cooking. And Leike Mishum Havasha Bosa Becholav, Afilu Hu Chayl, even in the middle of the weekday, you would have this lab of cooking milk and meat together. But this time holds Yesh Begid Ibnais and Tama Bosarim. So Machlekes in Gemara and Chulm, does this Gid HaNosher, this vein, have some taste to it that is considered like meat? Or it has no taste, it's considered like eight piyam, like a stick, it doesn't have a shame Bosar meat on it. So this man, the Yoma, that said that if you're cooking it, you're over the Averi of Bosar Becholov, holds that it is considered Yesh Begid Ibnais and Tama. Yeah. Shrashi Mishum Avora. Shlele Tzarech, the Avora Moloch Liyatsmo, Bishum Loch Liyatsmo. There are two different Malkas in it. There are two different lavs here. There's a lav not to cook that we had before, and now there's a new lav not to havara, not to burn. You only have a right to burn on Yom Tov something that's called a tzarech eichon nefesh. If it's not a tzarech eichon nefesh, it's takos. Yeah. So this the Gemara has the kasha now. The Amrin and Hoyle, there's a kasha and you rob it. You're going to tell me you say this far from Hoyle. If something happens, a havara lelechayiv. You should not get malchus for this malacha of making fire, of burning something. Hoyel dechazilei letzarkai. Because since this fire that you're burning the wood right now, you could use the heat for a tzarkai. Like Bashash, you put the, let's say you have a fire there ready. Now you put some wood into the fire. So that should be mutter, because it's possible to use this for purpose of heter. Now gradually you put on it this gid anosha to cook. But Bishashim, you're burning the wood, it's possible that you use it for midi the chazilei. So let's say hoyim. Or malay, the answer again is not the true. Apik havora v'yayel gid hanosha shonavela. Take out, there's no love here for havora, for the burning of it, because the burning of the wood right now, that's mutter, because of the swarab hoyil. Hoyil, if you'd want to use this heat that comes out of the burning wood for purpose of heter, so even though now you're doing it for purpose of issa, you should not get malchus. Do you know what the fifth malchus is? It's in the veiler also. Shrashi gid anosha shen nevela. The loika al alchilosim is shen nevela. You get a special malchus because it's in the veiler. Like we're saying, like Rashi said before, this man the yom holds yesh begidim b'noisen tam. The gid anosha has a taste like meat, so it's considered like the meat. And when the Torah says in the veiler you're not allowed to eat, it goes any part of the meat that's in the veiler you're not allowed to eat. So the is in the veiler goes upon the gid anosha also. So by eating this Gid HaNosher, you're over Malkus feeding the veil also. So that's the fifth Malkus here. For the Gemara, not like that, but Toni Rebbe Chia, Loikin, out of these five Malkus that you get here, Shtayim Alachilosi, only two Malkus in offer eating. V'shola Shal Bishuloi, and three of them on the gate are cooking up. The Eastern, according to you, what you want to say now, we're talking about this Nevela is involved, that the Gid HaNosher didn't come from a kosher behemam. It came from a nevelam. Sholosh alachilosim miboilei. There are three malchus just for the eating. There's the malchus of eating bosa v'cholub. There's the malchus of eating the Gid HaNosher. And there's the malchus of eating nevela. And he said, not like that. Reb Chiya said there's only two for eating. So the way we were learning before, it's very good. Havora, that's one. And then you have Bishol, that's two. And then you have Bishol, bosa v'cholub, that's three. But the Gemara, Ela apek havora, true. You have to havora, you have to take out. That you are right. Because according to Rabbah, you say it's for a hoyel. Since by burning of this wood could be used for a hetadika person, you will not get malchus for this cooking. V'ayel atse muksa. And put in, that we're talking about this wood was muksa. It's atse muksa. That's what we're talking about. that the wood itself was muksa. And muksa dika wood, you're not allowed to use on Yom Tif, or on Shabbos. And the Havimina right now, it's mamash even osa mediraisa. So that's the malchus you get for using wood that's muksa. Muksa means it was set aside not for the purpose to be used on Yom Tif. And that's the Havimina now, that's osa mediraisa. Tret Gemara the Kasha though, O muksa diraisa? Is the Issa muksa mediraisa? We know from the Masechta Shabbos, muksa is only mediraisa. So Akzera is why they asked the muksa, but not mediraisa. Omla Yin, so when it says back, yes, I'll tell you, Taika Rabba holds that muksa is also mediraisa. To receive the Posek says, Vohoya Bayeim Ashishi, should be the sixth day, which is usually Friday, Vehechino Eisashayaviyu. And you should make Achon, you should prepare for whatever you want to use tomorrow for Shabbos. So this is Lukurinas. This is a limud of muksa. So whatever you want to use on Shabbos, you have to prepare before Shabbos to be able to use it. So something you did not make any preparation before Shabbos to use, you had no das at all to use this wood. The Moshe, you had wood set aside, the chvesh, you plan to sell it, to plan to use it for something else, but not to use it for firewood. So your muksa, you took away your mind from using it before Yom Tif, so that's muksa. So now on Yom Tif, you are now allowed to take that wood and use it to burn with. So that's what we're talking about here. The title could be Muksa Zosa Midiraisa. That's the Havimina. And that's the third malchus you get for using the Muksa Dika wood. That's the malchus you get. And the Pasuk is from Bohoya Biyam Ashishi. The Azarosa, where's the lav? Though Mihocha. Olesasa Komalocha. Goes into the regular lav. Olesasa Komalocha. This is the Havimina. So Rashi says, Muksa diraisa before Vayalatsi Muksa. The Hashta Lekla Mei Mahoyul. The Midiraisa Osa Lishtamesh Biyesh Muksa Biyamtev. Now there's no heter of hoyl if you could use it for heter. Because the fire, the heat that comes out of atzei muksa, there's no heter at all. You're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to use wood that's muksa on Yom Tif. But the Mars Kashas though, muksa the Isis, Drashi Bitsmiya, Tavakasha. We always learn that muksa is only with the Rabbonin. So Mars says, yes, this is only the Havimina. We're so still we slug up there. We come to Maskana that Muksa Tak is not Midiraisa. But right now the Havimina is yes, that Muksa is Midiraisa. That the Pasuk says, Bahoya Biyamashishi Vehechinu. So Drashi Bimizumin, that means you have to prepare it. Shemizamin Kol Tzorkei Hayom. You have to prepare everything you want to use tomorrow on Shabbos or Yom Tov before Shabbos and Yom Tov. For Yomim, you have to speak out, say with your mouth. Dovazel Litzorach Hayom. This thing I want to use. To Mishum Torech Malacha Shabbos Litzorach. The Pasuk already said that you should cook and bake before Shabbos. For Shabbos. The Pasuk is talking about that you have to prepare. So since this wood you did not prepare, did not speak out before Yom Tov Shabbos to say, I'm talking about Yom Tov now, you did not speak out before Yom Tov that you want to use this wood, the Hakos of Koru Hachona, and the Pasuk calls it Hachona, Hevi Lo Malacha, it's considered a Malacha having enjoyment from this wood. So this is the pshat according to Rava. The fifth malchus that you get here is for using this muksadika wood. That's what's awesome. Even though for Yemis, the Gemara and Beitza says that Rava learns out from this pasuk boy of Yemeshishi, the famous sugi of Hachon of the Rava. If an egg was born on Yom Tif, it's also teetered on Yom Tif, because we say it was prepared a gzeira when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tif. It's considered the egg is being prepared on Yom Tif for Shabbos. That Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tif. That's the way, Mitzvah, when we see Masech Tebeya, we'll see exactly what Rabbi how he dashes this Pasuk. But right now here, the Havamina reads that from this Pasuk we learn out, do you say that Muksa is also Midiraisa, to have Hano from the wood of Muksa. Now Gemara is back a Kasha. Omalei, fi ho'atu di amrit, you yourself, you Rabbi Gufa said like this, that boy in the name of Rav Chizda, they asked this question from Rav Chizda. And some say, boy my name, Rav Huna. That they asked the shalom from Rav Huna. Let's say they brought a seh from the efer, the Rashi, that means ochui, that was in the pasturing outside. Or muksu, it was muksu, you didn't have that to use it before Yom Tov for Shabbos. There's talking about a seh, a sheep that was outside in the fields a long time, and it didn't come into the house before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. So you didn't have in das, you didn't have in mind to use this sheep, this seh for carbon. Now, heviu seh meyefer, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, they brought you this seh, they brought you this sheep that was outside in the fields for a long time. Veshochatu tomid b'Yom Tov, and they shechted for carbon atomid on Yom Tov. Maho, what's the locha? So Rashi says, Tomid, Oyla Shot Sibur. They brought it for the carbon of Tobin in the morning, which is a carbon Oyla for those Sibur. Maldi Karv. Can you be makri of this carbon or not? That was the Shaila. And what's the Shaila? Since it's Muksa, you did not have Das to use this before Shabbos and before Yom Tif. Maybe it's also to use this for a carbon on Shabbos or Yom Tif, because it's Muksa. That was the Shaila. Can you use such an animal or not? And you answered back, the Atar Matalo, and you goofy answered back, and said like this, V'matolon olo se v'loy habchor achas v'loy meiser min hatzoin v'loy hapalvis. Rashi says se v'loy habchor mas nisni. This is a brisa. V'dorsha krod yecheskel. The dashi now a posik in yecheskel. Karbi kabonis is talking about kabonis over there. The posik says v'se achas one sheep min hatzoin from the sheep or min hamasayin from 200 mimashki Yisrael. From the water that Yisrael could drink. The Vidashin, se means v'lo yesa b'chor. The se mashma she'eruya liyois bein zocher ben akeva. A sheep means whether it's a zocher, whether in a keva. The kulam b'chlal se, the rule b'chlal, the word se. Ul b'chor einu el a zocher. Mashenkein a b'chor, we know is only from a zocher, from a male. So therefore the apostle is saying now, se and not a b'chor. Achas won v'lo yemaisa. Trashe le maise, the maise behema ain a royal akdisha le korb acher, le korben acher. For ochi mashm echot she levadoi, for loy ze shein the boy elo mechlal asor. In other words, we're saying now that you can't use these things for other kabonis, because the pasuk says one mashm comes by itself, not a maise behema which doesn't come by itself. Maise behema is when you have new 10 behemoths that were born, you have to take one of the 10 and bring it for korban maise behema. Right? The pasuk says min hatzoin for loy hapalvis. Min hatzoin is a trashi. Veloy kol hatzoin from the sheep and not all the sheep. Miyutahu, this is a miyut. Loy tse palgus, that a palgus you cannot use. What does a palgus mean? That means yotze mechlau kevis, it went out of the years of a kevis. When a sheep is 1 year old, it's called a kevis. Or lechlal ayel loy bo, it didn't get to, when it gets 2 years old already, it's called an ayel. Now this is in the 13th month, it doesn't have a shame ayel yet, but it's too old already to be called a kevis. Vayno kol chodesh loy shosu, the 13th month. The kevis ben shonu, a kevis is always considered the first 12 months, the sheep is alive, that's called a kevis. The ayel, what's called an ayel? Mishenichnas l'shon eshniya chodesh olim. After it's 13 months old, after it lived a complete month in the second year, that's called an ayel. Welcome to Forest from Masechta Parah. That's what the Gemara and Masechta Parah dashes. So that's this pasuk here. Min hatzoin from the tzoin that all the tzoins v'loy hapalgus. You can't use the palgus. Min hamasayim. What does it mean? One from 200. Mi moiser shtei mois. Something that shenishtayim abor. From 1 200 that's left over in the bor. So Rashi says, "Our korchich anechosim koi." Here Yecheskel was talking about bringing the nechosim, bringing the nesachim, the wine that they put on the mizbeach. Okomer, and he says, "Hey, viu anesachim alav, bring the nesachim on this korban." Min ha-masayim from 200. What does that mean? She yishtairu masayim bebor hayayin. That you had 200 left over from the bor of the yain. Vaita. Mikan, from here we darshin, lo orlo shebetele b'masayim. That orlo is bottle in 200. The pasuk says, mina masayim, from 200. We see there's such a shear of something is bottle in 200. So darshin, mikan lo orlo shebetele b'masayim. Dila vishi isemura, but if we're not talking about this wine God mixed up into something that's usher, amai matrich masayim, why do you have to have 200 denounce of it here? Ubi alma, yeah. But the Sifri Nafkulon Shapid Ola Klai Karen Batele B'Masayim. V'hai Mikan Lav Davka. El Afkan Ati Yochel Lismek Ksas. Here's also Ksas Asmachtem. And Yecheskel says something to do with 200. What does 200 have to do here? That certain halachas, the halachas of Bittul, is not bought until you have 200 times as much of it. Like here by Orla and Klai Karen was only Bittul B'Masayim. The end of the Apostolic says, Mimashki Yisrael, that's be something that Yisrael could drink. Min hamutul Yisrael, it has to be son an animal that it was mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Mikan omru ein meviim nesachim min hatevel, or some of it is going back to nesachim, bringing the wine that you can't bring wine for the mizbeach for the nesachim from tevel. That's something for Yisrael to eat, because it has to be something that if not for the Yisrael kachim on it, it would have been mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Yochalai within, this is what's magay to us. Yachol, I would think, lo yavi min amuksam, that you can't bring an animal for korban. That's muksam. Or mata, the Gemara says no. Ma tevel meyuchad, just like tevel. Tevel is osur. Why? Why is tevel osur? Tevel means the fruit, the pear that you didn't take off Trumas Amaisis yet. She'isure gufa goramlo. It's an if in the gufa zach. When it was grown the tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel until you first take off Trumas Amaisis. That's called an iser begufay. Avkan, avkoil she'isure gufay goramlo. Who than anything that it's also machmasatzmai. If it's a cheft of the isur of something, we're not allowed to eat because it itself is also. From these things, you can't bring a mashke, you can't bring a sochim, you can't bring a garment from. Ma shein kein, yotza muksa, muksa is different. Shein isa gufa garm loy. It's not an isa machna, the gufa dover is muksa. There's nothing wrong with it. In the middle of the week, they're allowed to use it. There's no cheft of the isur here. El isa dover acham garm loy. It's a different isa. It's Rashi Shabbos. Machmas the kedusha Shabbos on Shabbos and not allowed to use muksa, but that's not considered a guf hadover chefs of the yisura. The raya is in the middle of the week that you are allowed to use muksa. So the kids said that we dash in mashke yisrael. You're only allowed to use things for kavonis that we're allowed to eat. That a yisrael could have eaten it. If not for the yisur, if not for the yisur hegdish, it may have to be something that's also machmas atzmai. It's a chefs of the yisura. Mashenk is something that's only also machmas dover racha like by muksa. That's mutter to use for kachim. Now the kasher is v'yamrit is some muksa diraisa. If you tell me though that muksa is also to use midiraisa on Shabbos or Yom Tov, mali yisa gufa, mali yisa dabracher. My nafkumin if this is an issa machmas Shabbos, an issa machmas atzmoi, for a kopon of midiraisa, you are not allowed to use muksa on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, it should be also to use muksa. You can't bring a korban on Shabbos. That's muksa. You had this animal that was pasturing out in the fields for a few days. And before Shabbos, you did not have bath to use it. You should not be allowed to use it midiraisa. It should be posel for korban. That's not called mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael was saying now that means something that a Yisrael is allowed to use it, if not for the yisakachim. Muksa, even if it's not hegdish, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're telling me now it's also midiraisa. So this is one riot where we dash in this posel in Yecheskel that we only aser things that are also machmasatzma, not muksam, that muksa is mutter to use midiraisa. Havad, it was only with the Rabbanan that it's also to use something that's muksa, to have enough of something that's muksa. Weiter, the Yerid, I have another crasher on you. Ha'atu the Yarmut, you were the one that said, Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos, that on Shabbos, if you do different Malachas, you get Malkas, or you get Misa, or Chiv Chattis, feature one separately. V'yein Chilik Malachas L'Yamtif, but on Yamtif, if you do two Malachas, you don't get two Malkas, and you only get one Malkas in. So it's Shveya then. How do you have five Malkas? And you were talking about on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov you say there's no Chilik Malachas. So the Rashi, if you have Chilik Malachas to Yom Tov, Shemos or Shtei Malachas amazing. If somebody did two Malachas willingly, ain't a like Yishtayim. You say you don't get two Malkas in. Vokha be Yom Tov came in. You're talking about Yom Tov here. Or Mechayev Islay Mishum Yom Tov Tarti. You want to be Mechayev two Malachas for Yom Tov. What are the two Yom Tov Dikam Malachas? You want to be Mechayev Mishum Muksa, or Mishum Avash, or Gid B'Yomtif, of a special Malacha, of Muksa, and of Bishul, on Yomtif. So that can't be. You yourself, Rabbah, hold that there's no Chilik Malachas on Yomtif. You only get one Malachas, no matter how many Malachas you do. So my answer is, Ela Afik Havora V'Yayel Atzi Asherah. And Echnami, take out Havora, and put better in Atzi Asherah. V'Yazora Mehocha, you're having Hanor from Amish, the wood that came from Avoy Dezorah. Since it's not a Yom Tov Nikalochem, therefore you get a separate Malkis for having Hanor from the Atzi Asherah. The Yazor of Nehocha, the boss says, well, Yadbek B'yod Chamuma Menachem. You can't have any Hanor at all from Avodah Zarah. So Mel is good while you get the five Malkis in here. There's no Kasha and Rabba over here. That's why we have five Malkis in. That you don't have any Hoyle here. We're talking about now not Mishum Havara. Al Savora, maybe there would have been a Svar of Hoyle. We're talking about now what you're using is Atzi Asherah. Using wood from an Avodah Zarah, that there's no heter at all till you have Hanor from the wood. Therefore, this is the fifth Malkus you get. So, there's no kasha on Rabbah. All right, we'll stop here.